brought to you by Mr. Law. Call Mr. Law now at 702-233-3334. Your authority for personal injury, divorce, and probate cases. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. After an appearance by Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin before a House committee, Republicans and Democrats appear no nearer to a new COVID relief package.
Mnuchin has a problem with the cost of the bill.
I do not support $2.2 trillion.
He made the case that the economy's recovery has strengthened in recent weeks.
There's no question that the reason we have unemployment is that certain states are not opening up.
But the chair of the House subcommittee, South Carolina's James Clyburn, says the administration has politicized the pandemic.
This foolishness about if the Democratic governors were to reopen their states, I'm looking forward to all 50 states reopening, and we are not there yet.
Clyburn says millions of Americans are now facing eviction, debt, and hunger. Mnuchin says he and the president want to move forward. Ed Donahue, Washington.
During a visit to the riot-torn city of Kenosha, Wisconsin today, President Trump linked radical left-wing forces to the protest violence. He also called out Democrats and that party's presidential candidate, Joe Biden.
We have to condemn the dangerous anti-police rhetoric. It's getting more and more. It's very unfair. You have some bad apples. We all know that. And those will be taken care of through the system. And nobody's going to be easy on them either.
Mr. Trump said he would have called the family of Jacob Blake, the black man shot by police in the back, but he said they insisted on having their attorney in on the call. He called the situation complicated and under investigation. A handful of the dozens of experimental COVID-19 vaccines in human testing have reached the last and biggest hurdle, looking for the needed proof that they really work, as a U.S. advisory panel suggested Tuesday a way to ration the first limited doses once a vaccine wins approval. On Wall Street, the Dow by 215 points, the NASDAQ rose 164. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under.
This is not time for a spiritual awakening.
I need to be the man that God made me to be.
One Nation Under God, the inspiring new movie so relevant to our times that it's a topic being discussed in this week's news.
Our founding fathers placed God in the center of our nation. Shouldn't he have a place in our school system and in the government?
Starring Kevin Sorbo, Antonio Sabato Jr., and football great Herschel Walker.
We can do anything with faith. We can accomplish anything with faith.
One Nation Under God, winner of 35 film festivals.
God is still here. And God will always be here.
From the producers of God's Not Dead, One Nation Under God, go to salemnow.com to purchase and use promo code MOVIE for 20% off. Salemnow.com, promo code MOVIE.
Listen to Newsflash Daily for your up-to-date local news, brought to you by Mr. Law. Call Mr. Law now at 702-233-3334. Your authority for personal injury, divorce, and probate cases. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You gotta listen to talk radio, and you gotta rise up.
Can we just talk?
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIBCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIBCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
504. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, specializing in divorce, personal injury, and bankruptcy. I'm Jim Dallas. Nevada's moratorium on evictions was supposed to end today, but has now been extended another 45 days. In making the announcement, Governor Sisolak said the extension will allow counties to pay out short-term rental assistance to landlords and give courts more time to implement a new mediation program and give the state more time to deal with the backlog of unemployment claims. This is the second time the eviction moratorium has been extended, but the governor also said it cannot go on forever. Local experts say the move should help some renters, but they do expect a surge in evictions once that moratorium ends. About 250,000 Clark County residents were at risk of being evicted if the moratorium ended today. Well, it was a strong start to Clark County's plans to administer up to 60,000 COVID-19 tests over the next couple of weeks, as hundreds showed up to Sam Boyd Stadium for the free tests. The new Stop, Swab, and Go program offers a free drive-through and self-performed nasal swab testing until September 18th. The testing will happen at three locations, Fiesta Henderson, Texas Station, and Sam Boyd. Las Vegas is becoming a red light district to show support for jobless entertainment workers. It's a campaign to push Congress to pass a restart act.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, we're getting some moderate flows as you work your way there through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. You'll tap the brakes there by the stadium northbound at Hacienda. Also, we're getting some slowing through the Spaghetti Bowl, too. 515 eastbound. That is at Main Street as you make your way to Henderson.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour brought to you by Real Water. Quench your thirst, hydrate yourself like never before. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, that means you get free shipping and handling of your Real Water order. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 855-REAL-WTR. Call right now and make sure you ask for your free shipping and handling. Mention my name. 855-REAL-WTR. Okay, guess who's joining us? I always love it when we have Megan Barth on from ReaganBabe.com. We've had two conventions in the last couple of weeks, and we've had more violence in the streets, and I don't know when it's going to end. Megan, how you doing? How you been? How was your weekend?
I'm doing great, Kevin. Can't complain. I'm in a beautiful area of the world. That's all I'll say. So I'm happy to be here. I'll be hitting the road again very shortly.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I've been looking, and maybe you've seen it. I know you're immersed in the media. I've been looking for a bump, some sort of polling. But have you seen any post-convention polling? Because I can't find any.
No, the only post-convention polling I saw was a dramatic variance between those that tuned in to watch a hopeful message, one that loves America from the Republican Party, and a disastrous point over on the Democrat side. Hardly anyone tuned in. And I was saying, Kevin, people want to attach to somebody or something that's positive. You know, typically people don't chase around a pessimist. They don't want to hear that America is an evil country and is responsible for not only our sins, but the sins of the world. And that's all what we heard coming from Democrats and their leaders. They actually featured Cuomo, Governor Cuomo, as a featured speaker during the Democrat National Convention. Did they miss those numbers where he actually killed more people than Osama bin Laden in New York by sending elderly COVID patients back to their nursing homes and then infected and killed 7,000 or thereof elderly people in New York? These are the types of people that the Democrats elevate to positions of power, whether they're incompetent, whether they're dictatorial, whether they're complicit or negligent in the violence that is going on across the country in Democrat cities, I might remind you. And for the gall and the hubris to actually suggest that Trump is responsible for the violence, you have to be one stupid individual to believe that malarkey. I thought Joe Biden's tour was no malarkey. Maybe he's abandoned that.
Well, you know what's most pronounced here is the fact that all these governors and these mayors, and they're doing all this, but yet the legislative branch of government is nowhere to be found. These governors, unchecked, able to dictate what goes on in their state under their, quote, emergency powers. That, to me, I asked Scott Hammond, state senator. I said, are you a little bit out of shape that this governor keeps doing all this stuff, whether it's Dieter, whether it's the moratorium on eviction, any of that stuff. And he's doing it all without any consultation, much less input from the legislative branch of government. He says, hell yeah, we're mad as hell.
Well, sure, we're all mad as hell. Kevin, I've traveled around quite a bit. And, of course, have to quarantine when I come back. But nonetheless, what this governor has done to this state is near criminal. I have talked to dozens, if not hundreds, of people across the country, and specifically here in Nevada. They are sick of it. They are tired of it. They want to go back to work. They're tired of being treated like a second-class citizen or a forgotten individual under this governor's reign. There are no government workers that are out of jobs. Oh, hell no. The government is just picking and growing and running along. But all the small mom-and-pop businesses in Nevada have been shut down in the wake of a flu. And what are we going to do with the next flu? As Joe Biden says, he'll shut down the country again. Ron DeSantis promised never to do a shutdown again, never to do a lockdown again. And we need more governors like DeSantis who actually look at the science and realize that only 6% of the deaths reported COVID-related were really just COVID. All of the other deaths, the 94% of the deaths, were comorbidity deaths.
That's incredible.
So perhaps the COVID exacerbated their comorbidity, but there's a reason it's called comorbidity. Because if it's with something else, you could be morbid. Dead. So if you haven't seen your shoes in a couple years because you are morbidly obese, if you are elderly, if you have a compromised immune system, then stay in your house. Shelter in place. That's how we've treated every other flu since the beginning of science and mankind. But this flu was different. And the reason that this flu was different is that it came in an election year. And the Democrats have been playing politics much like Steve Sisolak with this flu, because the last time I checked, now, I haven't checked in a couple weeks, but we are around 1,000 deaths, I think, in Nevada. 70% of those deaths were elderly or comorbid elderly people, nursing homes, et cetera. I'm certain that probably 6% of those deaths, much like the national average, is related to just COVID. But we have 3 million people in this state, and now we have a $2 billion hole in our budget. So guess what's going to come to Nevadans next? If the Democrats hijack this election once again and we don't get some Republicans to fight back in the legislature, they're going to do everything in their power to implement taxes or fees. They will do everything in their power to go around the Nevada State Constitution and increase costs for everybody but themselves.
That's what's so incredibly sad. All this stuff that's being done and without really any input from Republicans or even Democrats in the legislature. I want to ask you, last night the governor had a rare news conference. He took a few questions, not many, and he got a little surly with our buddy Victor Jakes from the RJ. I want to ask you about this whole thing of the moratorium on evictions for homeowners. You're somebody that deals in real estate for a living, and I'm just curious. Did the governor do the right thing? The 45-day extension. That means that that essentially homeowners are on the hook, although they say they're going to get some state help. And that those that are renting get to stay in the place another 45 days.
Well, I would prefer, actually, the governor to open small businesses, and actually then people can go back to work. I have girlfriends that have been out of work for 6 months.
Wow.
Many of them work at the casinos. Many of them work at the small poker restaurant bars. They are doing a kabuki dance trying to get back to work. You have all of these small businesses. Why can't these small businesses operate like larger businesses? Social distancing. If they want masks, I can go into a casino. I have to pull my mask up when I'm not having a drink. I have to take it down when I'm having a sip. None of this makes sense. Pulling at your mask every 3 seconds contaminates the mask. It does not make sense. None of this makes sense. None of this is based in science. All of this is based in politics. This governor has absolutely destroyed small businesses, destroyed people's lives, and it would be a better move to actually have a plan in place so people can plan accordingly of when they're going to start receiving a paycheck, and not from the government, from a business.
As somebody that deals in real estate, though, are you okay with the government sending direct payments to landowners, essentially the people that own the property rather than the people who are renting the property?
Well, I guess the proof is going to be in the pudding if those checks come through. I mean, if it's anything like Dieter, we'll be waiting for 6 months for checks. What happens when the government gets entangled in your own private business, where the governor and government is picking the winners and losers. And the Democrats only want bigger government, and they only want more force from government, and they only want a needle in your lives more. That's the Democrats' plan. Bigger government, bigger oversight, more regulation, more rules and mandates and regulations and made-up laws. So if you want freedom and liberty, I suggest you don't vote for a Democrat. If you want a government paycheck, vote for a Democrat. And then have fun living in your one-bedroom flat if you're lucky, because it'll be a tenement, a government-run tenement.
Wow. Megan Barth joining us from ReaganBabe.com. The president was in Kenosha, Wisconsin today. Should he have gone? I watched a lot of the coverage of it, and I thought he did a great job. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Megan Barth alongside on AM 670 KMZQ.
Fauci is no optimist. We are living right now through a historic pandemic outbreak. We do not see any particular end in sight.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
School is back in session at home now more than ever. It's important to create meaningful memories for your family. Why not make it an adventure in an RV from Johnny Walker RV? Call it your classroom on wheels or your mobile office in the woods. For as low as $119 a month, thousands are making it a reality. Shop RVs from home with their virtual inventory online at jwrv.com, or visit one of their three locations on Boulder Highway for the best value, selection, and service for 57 years. Work, learn, and play at a Johnny Walker RV today.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI for SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today. At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Always good to have Megan Barth on from ReaganBabe.com. And Megan, the president was in Kenosha today. The mayor, the governor, a lot of the civic leaders in and around Kenosha said he shouldn't have come. It was just fanning the flames, fueling the fire. Use any analogy you want. Was he right to go there? And I don't know if you saw any of the coverage. I thought the roundtable was just absolutely fine. He was the consoler in chief, and he said, "We're going to help you get fixed up again."
Yeah, another Democrat governor, another worthless Democrat governor, similar to Steve Sisolak and also similar to the mayor of Portland, Wheeler, and their governor. The governor of Portland, or excuse me, the governor of Oregon and the mayor of Portland, Ted Wheeler, told us that it was the federal agents that were instigators and antagonizers, and that was causing the violence on the street. Well, we removed the federal agents, and guess what? The violence is now in day, like, 100. Kenosha, Wisconsin is going to be ground zero, and outside of Portland, because Kenosha, Wisconsin is located in a swing state. It's located in Wisconsin. The radical left hijacked Wisconsin in 2018, and they have a bunch of aggressive leaders. And this is what you get. You get lawlessness, you get anarchy, and you get basically arsonists running the streets in your backyard. This is what progressive politics looks like. I don't remember the outcry from liberals when Barack Obama went to New Jersey and visited Governor Chris Christie after the hurricane, and that was an election year. So it is the job and duty of the president to visit disaster zones, to provide comfort and relief to those affected by man-made disasters, such as what we witnessed in Kenosha. It's nice to see the Democrats actually speaking about violence instead of protecting it. It's finally, because, and the only reason the Democrats like Joe Biden are now speaking out against the violence is that they looked at the poll numbers. It's not because they care about the fact that small businesses are being burned to the ground. It's not that they really care about black lives, because more black businesses have been destroyed during these Black Lives Matter riots. They don't give a hoot about black lives or small business owners or violence until the polls came out. And then they had to say something, because the political winds were shifting away from Biden.
And do you have a sense of where those polls are right now? I mean, do you get any anecdotal evidence or otherwise as to where the polls really are at this point?
No, I always think it's a little bit too early. There was one poll that I saw that I posted, I believe, on ReaganBabe.com this past Saturday. That was a poll that I think it was the Harris poll. And so they used the same type of polling metrics, if you will. And in that poll, it showed a 9-point jump for President Trump's support amongst black Americans. And I think this is the silent majority, black Americans. Because I think black Americans are waking up to the fact that they've been sold a bad bill of goods by Democrats. And that they... Why not? I mean, if you live in Atlanta, you've had a Democrat mayor since like 1879. If you live in Chicago, you've had a Democrat mayor since 70, 80 years. When you look at the big cities, San Francisco, Oakland, New York, the list goes on, D.C., the list goes on, 70, 80, 90 years, St. Louis, these streets have been run by Democrats, and these streets are dangerous. So the Democrats are more interested in managing the malaise than actually creating opportunity. It is only President Trump that put forward opportunity zones, that bolstered HUD, that passed the First Step Act, criminal justice reform. It was the only president, since unemployment has been tracked, that produced the greatest outcomes as far as economic outcomes for people of color and black Americans. So if the Democrats want to treat black Americans like a monolithic group, they are not a monolithic group, much like white people aren't a monolithic group, or Mexicans aren't a monolithic group, or Latinos, what have you. When they see the numbers, numbers don't lie. And people want to go back to work. People want to go back to work in a place that's safe. People want to live in a place that's safe. And when you see a line, not outside of a food pantry in New York, but when you see a line wrapped around the block in front of a U-Haul, you know that the progressives in New York are actually forcing people to leave New York. And the only people they're inviting into their hellholes are the rioters and the anarchists and the criminals.
Megan, in our final couple of minutes, if indeed the president is making inroads in the African-American community, and again, he got 8% in 2016, he's at 24% in that Harris poll. If this happens, does this make it almost impossible for the Democrats to win?
The only way that Democrats are going to win this election is through massive ballot harvesting. We just had a federal judge, I think, in Atlanta, or that at least ruled on an Atlanta law, that said, oh, no, you don't need to have your absentee ballots in on time. You can send them